is Nancy Wise talking to the then Sir Laurence Olivier on the day in 1970 his doctor told him he could not act for 12 months. And William Hardcastle talking to Michael Caine 3 years later on what it's like to act with Olivier.
It's PM at 5 PM.
It's rather gloomy. Let's talk of something else. It'll be all right. Eventually, I'm sure.
It must have been rather shattering, though, because you do enjoy acting, I think.
Well, I don't enjoy acting, but I can't live without it. I'm like a sort of cart horse with a collar around its neck. If you take it off, it starts whinnying for it.
Sir Laurence, you're so used to working in the centre of London here with companies that are world-regarded, world-renowned. Do you ever get the urge, perhaps the wish, to take these companies more to the provinces?
We don't thirst to go to the provinces, quite honestly, because they don't pay very well. I think that the new media have done us much more harm in the provinces than they have in London.
Television?
I'm afraid that's the word, yes. I envy the other more rare mediums, like, I'm going to say mediums because media and all that pretense at Latin education. I'm sorry, I can't really keep it up. Somebody said to me on the street, I hear you've got a new house, how marvellous, how many bathra? Well, we're not going to go into that. So we say mediums and prosceniums, auditoriums, all right? They don't cause the opera to suffer so much, the ballet to suffer so much. Every time you switch on the telly, you don't see an opera or a ballet. But every time you switch one on, if you're not seeing a pop group or news or football match, which is marvellous, or any of the things which are specially written, like Softly, Softly, Zedcast, any of those serials which are marvellous and perfect for the medium, you're seeing some sort of a play. And you can't expect the provinces to go, goo, 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 there's something called a play on at the Royal. We must go and see it when they can switch it on. According to them, something equally useful, valuable, and much cheaper.